next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 2-0 in conference play and 5-1 overall. Michigan hosts Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds great. We'll take questions now.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Mark Tracy with New York Times.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, been great defensive performances the past several games, and in the offseason, there was a bit of a switch where Coach Durkin was brought in and Coach Madison took on a new role. I was just wondering how you felt that transition went and was going and kind of who has responsibility for what on the defensive side?
It's going good. Defensive coaches and just coaches, our staff as a whole has really pleased and love working with these guys. I mean, they know so much football and do such a tremendous job teaching and we all do our roles. And we all do a little bit, and it adds up to a lot. But no question, DJ Durkin is a phenomenal coach. We coached together at Stanford in 2007, 2008, 2009, and know him to be a great coach. He's doing a tremendous job here. Heck of a guy, heck of a person, great family guy. Doing a phenomenal job coordinating the defense. That's his role.
Thanks, Coach.
Doing it at the highest level.
Our next question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with M Life Media Group.
Afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon, Nick.
Hey, you said the other day after the game that Drake Johnson was going through something. You got any update on Drake?
No.
Thank you.
No. We'll see him today, and practice will be today. So, no update from yesterday.
Got it. Thanks.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schaaf with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what have you seen from Connor Cook that's allowed him to perform at his best when his team has needed him most, and how do you think he projects as a quarterback at the NFL level?
I think he performs at his best, really. I mean, so consistently well at all times. Keep looking at the 29-3 as a starter. I mean, it just speaks volumes and says it all. And you know, they really like that at the NFL level as well. It works at the winning play, works at that level as well. So I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Coach, how much of your team's success at the point of attack has been due to what your staff chose to emphasize immediately after you took over at Michigan?
What was that?
It appears that you guys had an emphasis on winning at the point of the attack, and it appears that that started day one when you guys got to campus. Correct me if I'm wrong, or if correct, how much of the success here so far this fall has been based on that effort from the get-go?
Well, yeah, I mean, from day one, we weren't practicing until February, so we took over December 30th, and we didn't start practicing till late February, but I think point of attack very, very important to the game of football. It's been emphasized and something that we practice.
Our next question comes from the line of David Ginsberg with Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Top four teams in the East are playing. I realize many games left in the season, but do you think that there might be some clarity in the standings when the dust clears by Saturday night?
I don't know.
Okay, so not necessarily a significant day for this for the East. Just another day.
Well, every game is going to be significant, no question about it. The clarity when the dust clears on Saturday night, I don't know about that.
Our next question comes from the line of Tom Van Haren with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. In terms of recruiting, I think a lot of times recruits will tell you that one game doesn't really impact their recruitment all that much. But for Michigan and Michigan State, for in-state recruiting, what can this game do, whether it's this year or just in general? What can this game do for either team in terms of in-state recruiting?
Oh, I'm sure there's things. I'd probably be able to tell you that better after going through the game or through the season, you know, and see how it impacts recruiting. You know, when we get to the next recruiting cycle, probably be better position to let you know that.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And our next question comes from the line of Andy Farrillo with Sacramento Bee.
Hi, Coach.
Hello.
This is the third time in 7 years that you've really turned around a program that had been down, Stanford, 49ers, now Michigan. What's the formula here? What is it that you do to instill confidence and toughness in these programs that had been down? What's the trick, if there's a trick?
Well, the first thing I would do is correct you, and the way you phrased that question was made that sound like that was some kind of personal accomplishment, which it is far from. And all the places that I've been a part of, those were always team efforts, as it is here.
The formula that you might have, or that the team has, that you instill in the team as the leader of the program.
Well, we win as a team. Everybody does a little, and it adds up to a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Jim. Jordan Lewis was honored as Defensive Player of the Week this week by the Big Ten. Can you just tell us a little bit about him as a player and what he's brought to your defense this year?
He's such an ascending player. In all parts of his game, he's got exceptional quickness, foot speed, ball skills, and his physical nature with the way he plays, his tackling is ascending, nose for the football. He's really a football player, and he's got a great demeanor as a football player. He's quiet but confident, and all aspects. You just see him blossoming. It's really great experience. There's so much that he can do, and I think he's finding out right now. I mean, all the things that he's capable of doing, and how many ways that he can help a football team. He can do that as a corner. He can do it as a nickel. I believe he could be a heck of a safety. He's a return. He has return ability. I think it's just kind of the tip of the iceberg for him right now, and I think he's seeing that and understanding it. And he's having at it. That's what I see when I watch him, and so many of our players. They're having at it and embracing the competition, and it's a great feeling as a coach. That's all you can ask for as a coach. I look at our team and who embraces a competitive challenge better. And I say to myself, nobody. So he epitomizes that to me.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.